Hi guys, first of all, Happy New Year to all of you. Thanks for tuning in. I think this is the episode 37 of the weekly guitar meeting at this guitar paradise, Zika's Guitars. And I hope you are doing well. Let's start with the guitars of this week because we have four very different sounding guitars. And the first guitar of this week is made by the German guitar luthier Johanna Vogel. And we did an interview with her. And let's listen to what she had to say about her guitar. Thanks for being here. It's a pleasure to meet you. And she brought us today her new guitar, brand new guitar. It looks already very nice and very well built. But first of all, maybe you can tell us a little bit about yourself. When did you start to build guitars, or where did you learn to build guitars?
So I'm from Berlin, and 2016 I started the apprenticeship in Mittenwald.
Famous luthier guitar making. Mm-hmm. It's only for guitars, or
no?
Also
you can also learn
other instruments.
Yeah, violins and trumpets and so mm-hmm. on.
And I know very good guitar luthiers in Berlin. Mm-hmm. So you are also from Berlin, and you know some of them?
Yeah, I know some of them. Yeah. So it's nice because it's such a huge town. So I think there's much inspiration and really great guitar makers.
And it's a good community because you can mm-hmm. maybe learn from each other.
Yeah.
And because always if I see some guitar luthiers from Berlin, they are always together and talking about the guitars, and this is a very positive thing.
Really nice people, and I worked there for Adrian Heinzelmann, mm-hmm. and that was very inspiring and really interesting.
Which style do you make? Is it a traditionally built guitar or lattice? What kind of bracing do you use?
I would say it's combination of both, so it's built in the Spanish tradition but mixed with modern elements.
Okay.
So I first started with the Romania Plantilla, but I changed it because mm-hmm. I had the goal to build a guitar which is very loud and expressive.
Okay, so you had your own imagination of a sound.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's why I changed it. So mm-hmm. the first thing was that I built the top very thin.
Very thin, okay.
Yeah, not extreme, but more light. The sides are double because I like the idea of this strong corpus.
Mm-hmm.
So you have most of the energy going through the people.
Yeah, exactly. So the sound is going should go very forward.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Let's have a look at this beautiful guitar. It's beautiful. It's really nice. It has a lattice brace top,
it's,
or
traditional
seven fan brace. Okay.
Fan brace, and these two braces are opened. So the brace here are two braces.
Ah, okay.
Which go along in this.
Okay, nice. So this is a spruce top, and this is Indian
mm-hmm.
rosewood.
Yeah.
Okay, backhand sides, and also very nice and simple tuning machines. Okay, I will play some notes on it.
Yeah.
Let's see how it sounds. Wow, really good. Congrats. I mean, the first thing what I notice is the color. The color is very beautiful, very elegant, and I have also the possibility to create a lot of different colors and sounds. The sustain. It has a very full-bodied sound. It reminds me a little bit of a double top guitar, because also the response is very fast. But it's not a double top guitar, it's a more traditional build. Do you like the sound?
Yeah.
I mean, it's your own guitar.
Yeah, but I think it can good.
Mm-hmm. Playing this. And what's your, I mean, every guitar luthier who builds a guitar have or should have a idea of a sound, how the guitar should sound. And what is your idea of a sound? How should your guitar sound?
Yeah, I like the idea of a very present guitar, so mm-hmm. you have a clear sound, so you can hear every tone, really clear, mm-hmm. detailed sound, and also have the possibility to play in different dynamic styles. So
exactly, the dynamic range is incredible on this guitar. This is exactly, so you reached your goal with that one, because I can play very soft. Sometimes if you play very quiet and soft on the guitar, a lot of frequencies are lost somehow, mm-hmm. but with this one, even if I play very low and soft and very quiet, I personally can still hear different frequencies and a lot of overtones. And if I get louder, quality of the tone is still there. So yeah, so the dynamic, and you like a very detailed sound, so that if you play in a big church, usually there is a lot of reverb and hall, and the people who are sitting very far from the stage usually will hear only a sound cloud, very nasal sound cloud. So if a guitar sound very detailed, it's very helpful in big concert halls. Guitar, really, congrats. I'm really impressed by this guitar. It was also the first time that I played a guitar by Johanna Vogel from Berlin, Germany. And yeah, thanks for being here. It was a pleasure to play your guitar and to meet you. And we move to the next guitar. This beautiful guitar is made by the Spanish guitar luthier Antonio Marin Montero, so no introduction needed. This is from 2022 and it has the number 1633 B. And this guitar is, of course, traditionally built. We have a, not cedar, we have a spruce top and beautiful Indian rosewood back and sides. It's a very light guitar and very fine build, beautiful finishing. Let's see how it sounds. Sound quality, and I didn't expect such a deep basses. It sounds very full bodied. What a sweet sound. Guitar gives me such a comfortable feeling to play. And what a beautiful color. This is a typical Spanish guitar, but for my taste, it has even more deep resonance, and it responds also very well. Somehow it sounds like a combination of a traditional Spanish guitar and a more modern sounding German guitar. Impressive guitar by Antonio Marin Montero from 2022. No words left. Let's move to the last guitar of this week. A very special one. The last guitar of this week is made by the very well-known English guitar luthier Simon Embridge. And this guitar is from 2020. It has the number 280. And this guitar looks amazing. I played, I think, a year ago for the first time a guitar by Simon Embridge, and I was so amazed by the sound and by the build quality of the guitar. It's so fine and aesthetically it's a very beautiful guitar. And we have a spruce top and Indian rosewood backhand sides. But let's see how it sounds. I have no words. It has such a lovely tone. A fantastic response. And you have so many possibilities to create different colors on this one. And the quality of the tone is just amazing. And very musical, very easy to play. Wow. The most important thing for me, what I noticed, is I hear a lot of character in this guitar. And this is not the case with every guitar. Maybe one more piece. I think this guitar is the best way to end the weekly guitar of this week at Zikos Guitars. thanks for sticking around with me until the end of the video, and I hope you enjoyed the guitars of this week. Please let me know also your opinion about the sound of these guitars, and I hope to see you next week. Bye.